Okay, I'm just going to put you on in 3, 2, 1. You're live.
Are we on the air now?
Yes, you are. I'm with you.
Hello. Hello, everyone. This is Roy Masters, and Dave is sitting in with me. And we are doing something very unusual. It's really unusual because in the first time in 55 years, I'm doing a pledge drive. And I find it necessary to do that. I guess we need to be interesting when we're not, we just can't ask for money, 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 money. We're going to talk about little stories and about the value of a pledge, the value of to pay forward what you've received. That's what I've been, I do every day of my life. And when I play forward, and the way I play forward is to have the money to play it forward. It's very simple. I can't play it forward with my own money. I'd be a pauper. See, and I'm not charging anybody any money for anything. And giving a meditation, by the way, the meditation, the 7-minute meditation is something recent that popped into my mind on a radio one day. And it worked so good. It was so magical. There's no religious words in it, but it brings you to what it means to be still and know he's God. And that was the whole key. And so I said to myself, I've got to make sure the rest of the world hears this. England, we have a place in England already, an extension in England, and we're on radio there now. That costs money. On the radio I'm speaking on now, it costs money. It costs money to reach you. It costs money to run the foundation business. It is a business as well as a holy thing. Because without your help, without your reciprocal help, meaning you pay it forward, you can't have faith. If you do not, if you receive something good like this, see this. I'm a, in a manner of speaking, I'm some kind of preacher. I'm not the kind of animal. Excuse me, or this, that you hear on the radio very often. And I don't want you to follow the Roy Masters so much as I want you to listen to where Roy Masters is coming from, so that you can come from the same place and not need me and become a free person. But if I was to be like them, to be a preacher like them, so you go to church every week and then you get excited and you feel better about yourself and all the rest of it. You're not getting better because you're really getting better. You're only feeling better.
Can I make
and
a point?
Somebody, and a Dad, human being is doing it.
Let me make a point to you about that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so there's radio shows that I like to listen to every day.
Yes.
It's because the information is edifying. It helps me to be more intelligent. It's the same thing with your program. I think people that like your show and enjoy it and get value from it listen because they want to improve their lives. I don't think that you realize that people have habits and those habits sort of give their life stability. There's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with people saying, hey, I listen to Roy Masters. I love that show. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily leaning on you.
No, it doesn't. They don't love me if they don't support me so I can help somebody else. Am I correct?
Well, you see, I think a lot of times people make the mistake that this program is a commercially sponsored program. Well, it isn't. This is an entirely listener-sponsored program.
Let me stop you for a second. $1,000 from Monroe, Virginia. I've responded with a donation after receiving your Christmas mail and send $300 to fund a veteran visit to the ranch. That was the other day when a veteran called me last Thursday, I believe it was, and said if I had not listened to your program that first day when I came back from Vietnam, I would not be talking to you now. See, and I just want to say thank you very much, John. It's anonymous, $21, Newark, New Jersey. It feels just right. It's just really nice. Thank you very much. Anonymous, to $208, Pearl City, Hawaii. I just want to see you continue to help the veterans.
God bless all these people.
God bless all these people. Thank you very much. Are we coming to a break or not?
We're coming to a break.
I hear the music in my ears. The music in my ears, though, is how much money we're coming in to make a third of what we need for the year. And we got 13% of that third. That's right. That's a good thing. A good sign. Yes.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And David Masters is my co-host today. And this hour is Pledge Drive. Fundraising pledge drive, yes. That's right. Did I say it right?
That's all right. You're doing fine.
Okay. Because you see, if I'm a little awkward, it's the first time I've ever done this. I started the Foundation of Human Understanding of 55 years ago, and that is the time I've been on the air. And I just sold a book and a meditation, and, you know, I think it was $5 in those days, very inexpensive. I think $10 got you everything. But it seemed to me that Americans in those days were different from the Americans today. That's all I'm trying to say. Something's gone wrong. And it gets harder and harder for you to listen, to hear what I'm saying, because the world around you, America's changing, and you can't see the forces that are doing that, but I can, and I can show you what part you're playing in that. I'm not going to do it today. All I want you to say is, when we finish this 7-day journey doing this foundation pledge drive, I'll begin again, and you won't hear from me again like this for a long time. Maybe till next Christmas. But it's so essential for me to overcome a reluctance I had for asking for money, but because since in the beginning, when America was different, 55 years ago, America was not the same, and people weren't so broken as you all are, and taking drugs. They may not have lived as long as you do, but they live longer, better, rather than live longer, wronger, because of medicine, it becomes the cure. But it isn't the cure, because you're not really dealing with the root, and the root is, I've often keep saying it, it's very simple. And I made it beautifully simple by making a meditation that is free to everybody on earth. And I want to be able to get this 7-minute meditation free to everybody on earth, whether they can afford to pay anything back or ever see them again. Because if I can get this to all the nations, I've solved the nation's problem. But we've got to solve this nation's problem ourselves. This hour, you see, this moment, I'm asking those of you who can, I want 100 people to go to fhu.com and donate as much as they can. And here's, I give you a clue, $100 one-time gift, $25 one-month gift, $50 or 1,000 times one, or $100 a month, and so on and so forth. You pick it, but please do it now, because time is running out. I need to help save. Do you see how I said that? I hesitate. help save. I'm the agent. Jesus is the agent. You need to be an agent, but not a problem person, or not a subject to a problem person, because that's what's wrong with the country. That's what's wrong with the world. Doing unto others what was done unto you, you can't help that. And that is that cycle. It can be instigated by politically. Not only do you have that chain of command, doing unto others what was done to you, that is makes us all slaves of that which sets it in motion, especially the person in the bully pulpit. See, and this is what's happening to America. You're beginning to be brainwashed. You don't know it because there's more things to upset you, and the more you upset, the more sicker you get, the more you take it out on other people, or you take it out on yourself. And there's all kinds of sicknesses from that. And what I'm trying to say, if you found the truth, Jesus, when he was here, he didn't have to have a whole different bunch of... How many different diseases? Is there 170,000 different diseases? There's not 150, there's only one. Basically, 95% is one. Lack of faith. Not being upset. And being upset means to be turned around the other way. Meaning, what does that mean? It means you're being shaped by the world instead of by what created the world. And that's what I'm talking about. So let me talk about the first, one of the anonymous people that keep giving money now on this program. Thank you very much. It's $261. Orland Park. What is that number there?
Illinois.
I couldn't see it. All he said was love. Thank you. I don't know who it says. And anonymous, 26. How do you pronounce it? $26. What was it? Pangton. Huh? He says you're an inspiration. Thank you. That's true. Inspiration means to inspire, not outspire. Okay, we got $200. Lugana? How you say? Laguna Niguel in California.
Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel. Ooh, I say it in Spanish.
My favorite dish. Oh, I'm sorry.
See, California. Roy, you've helped me over the years. I'm 67 now. In sort, what's that? To sort out life. I can't read on this. Life's most problematic questions. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. America needs Americans, not Americans. Did I say that right? That's right. Americans. I say that you can't be an American. Listen, forgive me. Let me say it maybe in a way that nobody else has said it before. I'm not politically correct. I want you to be. But you cannot be an American unless you can admit and be grateful. Not just the Roy Masters now. I'm grateful to America for being here for me. And I want to preserve America to come back to being American. And everybody who says that America is not a Christian country is a liar. I'll fight for that. I'll fight for that in my own way. They're Americans. They are programmed. So I see that on the left. But the point is, the left could also be all right. And the right can also be, you know, all wrong. But principally, basically, if you want to put it into political terms, the left is driven by Marxism. You have to understand that if you're in a Pisa, you're going to have somebody behind you, some force, media, especially media, mainstream media, or your schooling, or your university experience. There's going to be something that's going to appeal to you and rise to the occasion of your insecurity and push you into being an appeaser to as if that was love, and it's not love at all.
I think I need to insert a story.
Yeah, there's more to that than meets the eye, but David wants to get... cut in here.
Well, I do, because you know, having grown up in the world that I grew up in was quite different than most people's homes. And so when I was probably just before I turned 18 years old, I had a series of accidents, and they could have been fatal. and I realized I had to do something. So I turned to listening to your, you know, your Be Still and Know meditation. But all kinds of strange things happened. Like there was some force in my room or wherever it was that did not want me to listen at the time to the phonograph record.
That's interesting.
So I'm sitting there sometimes, and the record would just, the needle would go across the record. It would, and I'd start all over again. You know, it took me 3 years of consistent devotion to where I began to see those sparkles of light that you talk about.
Yes.
But I want to make a point, because I did not know where I was going on this journey. All I knew that it was away from one thing and towards something very much better. That's all I needed to know. And I think that if people only understood this, is that if you want to take a journey, you just have to begin wherever you are. And then don't think about where you're going to go. Because too much of life is all about outcome-based thinking. I really did not know where I was going. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. Honestly, I didn't even care. But after 3 years, I started to see what you call the light.
Well, let me just there's some more stuff going up on the screen. So
I think it's important, though, because people that listen to this program, you don't necessarily get better overnight. You've said this yourself.
No, you don't. You start getting
better overnight, and then some people more rapidly than others. But it's a journey. Go ahead.
It's right, Dave. I just want to expand on that just a little bit. In other words, the first time you hear the truth, it doesn't mean to say the person who's speaking is the truth. It's something that's operating through them that makes them believable. And so, therefore, there's a big mistake to believe in Roy Masters, see, as the person, to bring the good tidings, so to speak. It doesn't mean to say that I have the power as a human being to save you. I have been saved, and therefore you see the spirit of salvation in me, and that's what makes an individual who's searching to me recognizable. In other words, I believe, and that belief is radiating. And when I speak, and when I live, there's a certain energy field around me, and a certain a feeling, a sense of something in my voice, something in my behavior that I'm not fully understandable. It took me many years to understand that something was happening to me, but it felt like me, but it wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, you can have an unholy spirit and live out that unholy spirit, and so your life gets worse instead of better. So it's important for Americans to understand their blessing and the founding fathers that gave them the lives that they spent, you know, the suffering they went through, to bequeath you Americans today, who are more interested in stuff, more sick with stuff, more sick with each other, angry with each other because you're being manipulated. And so America starts to be disappearing, and you elect the wrong kind of people because you want to feel right about yourself. See, so now I've come along to make sure that everybody finds God for themselves. Finding God for yourself is using something at no cost to you. My program has no cost, but the point is, if you are benefited by this, and as slowly but surely, day by day, you become better and better instead of worse and worse, collectively, we will recover our country and we become Americans, one nation under God. And now, all I want to say this again, I want to say it one more time, that anybody who says that America is a not a Christian station.
Nation.
Did I say station?
Nation.
Yeah. A Christian nation? Okay. Anybody who says this is a liar and an enemy of the state. In my opinion. Now, I'm saying that that person could be mentally altered. That's it. And if they react to what I'm saying, now here's a very important, if they react to what I'm saying, it's quite possible that reaction, something in that reaction can enter him or her through me. Okay. All right. Americans need to be Americans, not Americans. No little weasels, no appeasers. Just help the Foundation of Human Understanding. FHU.com/donate. We did that one already. Okay. Oh, I'm just talking to my producer here. He just wants me to read something. Can you hold the point, David?
Go ahead.
Okay. So it's it's strange amounts of money, $208, Kaiser, Oregon. Roy is teaching the only thing in the world that works. Thank you very much. Anonymous, $21, Salem, Massachusetts. Roy is the voice of sanity in the insane world. I discovered Roy when I was 33. Your old son was an infant. Thanks to Roy's guidance and wisdom, every day on the radio, I stepped back and allowed my two children to blossom into the beautiful people they are today. I'm inclined to impose my will and assume I can control life. That was then. The Foundation of Human Understanding teaching has given me the tools to live my life in grace, dignity, and acceptance. I am forever blessed to have Roy. Thank you very much.
See, that goes to my point, Dad, that I was explaining why it took me a few years to become completely dedicated to no outcome. And that's the reverse process that people have to understand. When you don't try to create an outcome by doing something, and you just allow for the next thing to happen naturally, this is what being objective is really all about. This was my early experience. Now, as the years went by, I decided, as a result of the fact that my life got better, that I wanted to work with you. And I went to work with you when I was 23 years old. Because my life incrementally changed every year, every week, every month.
Incrementally, that's correct. That's what it means to be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect.
You've seen that about me, haven't you? You've seen it.
But David, just let me say this, since you said it.
Okay.
To become perfect doesn't mean to say you become God all at once, so you know everything at once.
No.
No, you know everything in the moments that arrive when you are under stress and pressure, and somehow you overcome the overcomer, so without effort, and you blossom like a flower. And every time you do this, every time it happens because something is operating through you that is juxtaposed against what is trying to poison your mind. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's interesting to note also that over the years...
Let me say one more thing.
Now, let me make my point just one
more. All right,
okay. Because when the student is ready, the teacher appears. You know, you could be on the air for 100 years, and then one day somebody wakes up and says, and they hear you, and they've waited all their life for that moment. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that as I listened to you over the last five decades, every time there was just a moment where I was ready to hear something. So I couldn't take it all in at once.
No, you can't. You can't do it.
But I would hear one little thing, and then I would sort of...
Well, what would happen? What would happen if you only heard me once and you got it?
That's
then
also
intuition would come to you, and wouldn't have to be there.
That's right.
See, that's the beauty.
But this is a fund drive. This is a fundraising drive to make sure that this program continues on into perpetuity.
This is the first day of 7 days of pledge driving.
And I'm making this point because this is a long-term relationship that you have with a lot of people. They listen to you. Their children grow up hearing these things. And then we create a whole generation of basically like Jedi people. People that understand
the
Force.
I like Jedi people. I'd rather have Americans rather than Americans.
But those people, Dad, those people are the ones that eventually, yes. And we won't drop any names, but there are very famous people that we see on television who are people that were nurtured through difficult times in their life listening to you. I want to make that point because this is a part of American history that people will never know unless you state it. I'm a witness to it. I'm a witness to the history of this country being influenced by the people who listened to you in those moments where they were driving their paper route in the middle of the night or whatever it was. When they were they were struggling to try to figure out what their place in the world
the only
was.
Danger,
I'm a witness to it.
The big danger is, David, that when I started, there was 150 million people. Now there's 330 million people. And so there's lots of people that, and people have grown, well, slowly but surely they've left their Americans behind and became Americans, as we say, because they slowly but surely got overcome by the environment that is so, so much on the air these days from the left side of the political arena. And that's the reason why, please, and the right has not done that good, so I'd appreciate the fact that, what do they call those people? The hedge, what, David?
Hedge fund managers?
No, it's the
I don't know.
No, I'm looking for the money that you send to.
Oh, pledge drive.
No, it's not the pledge drive. The money you send to the
super big PACs.
Super PACs. Yes, I couldn't find the word super PACs. You see, you're going to get basically the same thing because there's control over those super PACs. They're not good control. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. It's sort of a thing like that. And all I want you to do is to wake up and see what's happening to you, why you're sick, why your marriages are, your divorces are growing, and the sickness is growing. And with drugs are everywhere. So you can't hear me. I want to be able to help you to come back to be an American and not a drug addict or alcoholic or whatever.
You're talking to potential prodigal children or people coming back to the light. You know, everybody at some point in their life drifts into the river that flows away from the light. But at some point, it's important, and I have talked to thousands of people that said, you know, I heard Roy Masters when I was young, and then all of a sudden I turn on the radio, there he was, you know, 20 years later. This is the reason I'm telling the story. It needs to continue.
That's good.
It needs to continue. And not only that, but I want to say this.
After I've gone, it needs to continue after I've gone.
And also, Dad, the archives that we have of you is startling. That when we do these best of programs, and I did this last year when you were not feeling well, I just said, give me some of my dad's stuff from 15 years ago. And my goodness, what amazing insight that you had. And it was only take you 3 or 4 minutes with a caller, and it would open up your eyes just like, this is what we're talking about for the perpetuity of this program. It's not the Roy Masters. It is the wisdom that has, you, as you say, come through you.
You know, the difference is that as America became corrupted, which we have become corrupted and broken and dependent on government and drugs and alcohol more so than it ever was when I came to America, which was, you know, if you walk in the street, you can't see a fat person. In the old days, if you see the old movie to the news.
Yes.
And you see that the politeness in the old movies. And people died earlier because they didn't have the medicine, but the point is they died better. They died more whole, as a whole person. More people did. But as America began to lose its way through media and schooling and you name it, then we multiplied accordingly. In other words, broken people breed broken people and so on. And now we have so many people broken that it's very hard to hear Roy Masters. There's twice as many people with twice as many, three times or four times as many problems. And the only way they get to feel better is drugs, whether it's illegal drugs or you know, legal drugs, pharmaceuticals. They live longer, and they die having never lived. That's where all the anxiety is. Okay, so let me see. Read. I have to read from a screen, if you don't mind. because I didn't prepare for tonight. I just decided I have to do it this evening or now or never. And this is the first day of 7 days of this, and then you're done with it. All right. I won't do this anymore, but I do need it now because I see the future. And you need, instead of sending it to super PACs, send it to the foundation, because I will do what they can't do, and they never will be able to do it. See, because this, okay, so this hour, we want to get 100 people to go to fhu.com/donate. Would you do that? In this hour, fhu.com/donate. Okay, so now here is a list of a few people. Michael, $104. Laguna, Niger. Is that correct?
Niger. Laguna Niguel.
Yes, I'm not very good at Spanish. Okay. California. I have donated $50 on a monthly basis since 1972, but I want to help the foundation reach their goal, so I'm giving another $100 for one-time donation. Thank you all. God bless. Okay, that's really
sweet. God bless,
Michael. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anonymous again, all anonymous, of course. Nearly all, just Michaels and people like that. $26, North Hollywood, California. I can read that one at least. Thank you for all the love you have brought to us. That's not simple. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be of service. I can't be of service unless I have the money to serve. Thank you. Anonymous, $100, Beaumont, California. Uncle Roy. That person must be listening to me for a long time, because I used to call myself Uncle Roy a long time ago. I don't do it anymore. I'm Grandpa Roy now, right now, so basically. God bless you and your family. Thank you. Let me see. Anonymous, 26. How do you pronounce that? Elisa Viejo.
Elisa Viejo.
Viejo, okay. I want to show my appreciation for Roy's teachings, which has helped me, and now I want him to continue to help others, especially during this difficult season. Yes, this difficult season is very difficult, because you could lose your country as well, because having lost yourself, you are part of losing your country. That's it. And that's how countries get destroyed. Slowly but surely, it's like a disease. Okay. America has to father loss issues. Yes, of course. The father is suffering from father loss issues. I'm bringing you back to being, and to just play temporary to be the father, the Heavenly Father. But you see, I can bring you to the Heavenly Father, but the Heavenly Father has to be embedded in a man. Yes, you understand what I'm saying. So to bring you to him, I have to have him in me talking you.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
We are on a pledge drive, and my name is Roy Masters, and David is my co-host for today. And we've been doing this for 7 days, if you don't mind, and with nice stories, and I think we'll have some nicer stories tomorrow too. But I'm trying to bring America back to their Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And so, but the way I do it is to be an example of that. And that's all. And what we need is to put the families back again, where the Father has the Heavenly Father in them. And I want to be the example of what you should be about when Jesus says you become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. It doesn't mean that you have to be all perfect all at once. But there is a process, and the first step is to experience, to be still and know, and to understand what that means. And that's what my gift is to be able to help you to mean in seven minutes to make you connect to your Heavenly Father through the Jesus that was the example to us all. See? And he gave his all. I'm trying to give my all. But the way I do it is different from him, because I couldn't do what he did. That's not my job. It's my is to continue to do it and being an example, as I hope I've been to you, and to give you the information, which you hear the word information, it's not outformation. It's information. You recognize me. When you hear the program, you hear me speak about different things, different people calling with the problems, all I do is listen and understand that, help them understand that there is not 170,000 different diseases, basically, and to give you a figure of 95%. 95% of all your problems, Jesus knew it. It was your disconnection from faith. You come into the world, is born into sin. You're born into culture, and culture is controlled by man. Man is the head of culture. The perfect America, will be when the government works for us and we don't work for the government. That means we have all become independent, and we cannot be controlled or manipulated by anyone or anything. And because we're right, we can elect the right person. But if you're not right, you're going to elect the wrong person. Have you ever had in your whole life, you're looking for love in all, where do you look for love? You're looking for love in all the wrong places. And it rises to the occasion of your need, and it isn't love, it's seduction. And that's what you're getting right now. You're getting seduced, and once you begin addicted to being seduced, you can't say no. You can become politically correct. That's what you are. But you can stop this slide down into hell and losing your country. You can stop it if you just stop being politically correct. The person who the other day, was it 14 people got murdered, and many others in San Bernardino. And the people next door knew something was wrong, but they didn't want to sound like they had a racist by squealing on those people. That is politically correct. And that person is responsible for the death of those. Responsible, not directly, but indirectly responsible. Cowards. See?
But see, so, Dad, let me make a point to you about that. The scripture says that all who sin are slaves. But, you know, slave is compulsion, too. It's being controlled, right? That's what a slave is. A slave is controlled. So the question then is, if a person can realize that they're in a slave-like relationship with anything, whether it's, you know, substance abuse or relationship, the question is, how do you not be a slave any longer? And the answer is, be still and know. And so the question
is, you missed something. Be still and know I'm God and you ain't.
But nobody else is. The point is that the person who is involved in a slavish relationship with something needs an antidote. See, the failing is not knowing. It's not understanding. They're slaves by default. No one wants to be a slave.
Exactly. So
no one wants to be a slave. Nobody ever wanted to be a slave, right? People want to be free. And that is what you have discovered. I would even go on to say this, is that this could be one of the most important discoveries of the 21st century.
You mean the meditation?
Yes.
Yes.
Scientifically speaking, and I know that they're doing scientific trials on it right now, are they not?
I just want to say this to people who just joined us and didn't hear the first hour. This is our first day in a pledge drive. And I've never done this in 55 years. And we'll do this for 7 days at least. But actually 7 days, it'd be sufficient only. And I want to make the program a little bit, you know, a little bit more entertaining, not just say money, 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 money. I don't want to be one of those people. I just want to let you know I cannot function without it. Can't function without it. Can't help save people. If I've helped save you, let's hear, no, I, very clear. When I've helped save you, that doesn't mean that I saved you. I want you to understand that. It's perfect. So what is in me, if I can introduce you to that, it will separate you from what shouldn't be in you. See? And then you become another person that makes the world a better place, and so on. So this hour, I would like you to consider that we get 100 people go to fhu.com/donate. And that is my website, fhu.com/donate. And we are taught, I've overcome my embarrassment for having to do this way, because I've always felt like, you know, something's wrong with when you have so many shysters asking for money. It gave that kind of thing on the radio a bad taste in my mouth. But now I realize, I'm able to realize now, I'm not asking for money for me. I'm asking money to help people as you have been helped by people you'll never know. See? So we are 13% of one-third of our annual needs, and that is good. And that's update tomorrow. I'll tell you what that is, how much we took in. So now we're going to go to some stories. And David's going to tell you some very interesting stories. He mentions a story about a gang, and I stopped him because that story is a very interesting story about a gang that I helped, a whole gang. So we got Anonymous, $30. How do you pronounce it? Tularosa? Yes, New Mexico. You're a good teacher to explain life and human behavior. Thank you, Roy Masters and David Masters, too. Thank you.
God bless
appreciate you.
You
both. God bless you. Thank you. And so now we got $15. Warrenton, Virginia. Thank you, FHU and Roy. Anonymous, $100. Las Vegas. I donated because you asked. I truly believe in the mission of the Foundation of Human Understanding. I became a fan 34 years ago. Merry Christmas.
God
Merry Christmas
you.
To you. You're still there. You're still alive in a real world. United Kingdom. East Grinstead. Oh, I can read my own English now. This Spanish is not my suit. It's not really about...
You need a Brazilian wife. I'm only kidding.
She's not about meditation. I have to change my... I have to fix my this scroll. But where was that? Where was that? Yeah, here it is. It's not really about the meditation, not to me anyway, but it's about learning about inadequacies and deceptions of what I see around me. When I listened to Roy Masters, he made it crystal clear, and now I can oppose in my own way. That's very nice. Thank you so much.
God bless that man.
God bless you. And Anonymous, $100. Hancock, New Hampshire. As a result of FHU, I'm on a daily moment-to-moment journey, realizing that I may be in this world, but not of it any longer. Jesus says, be in this world and not of it. It's a powerful thought. I finally see who my Father truly is. He is the only one I need in this life. Every day I witness calmness and see how important it is. Thank you very much.
Many blessings.
A blessing on everybody who donates money and pays it forward. Because that is, you can't have an apple tree that doesn't give apples. See, it's the whole life is to give apples. And my life is, does it mean that I'm giving away something? No. The more I give, the more I've got to give. That is it. That's it. What was it going? Yeah, but
I'll just give out the number.
Yes.
www.fhu.com/donate.
Okay.
Or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I know a lot of people like to send mail. So we appreciate all of you, everyone. I mean, there's so many people, we could never even thank them, honestly.
Well, listen, 55 years, And not having a fun drive like we're having right now is quite rare, because in the old days, the Americans, forgive me, Americans, I'm sorry, but you were different. And I want you, I loved America then, but I love you now, but I want to love the hell out of you and not embrace the hell in you like your big guy in the sky here. Not the guy in the sky, his name is Obama. You don't want his love. You don't want the love of anybody like that. That seduces you and makes you codependent on their approval. You don't want to be angry at that too either. So you need to learn. Listen, you're not an animal. But if you keep reacting emotionally, the key to everything, and I wanted to say this before, I'll just say, get a quick shot in here. Jesus understood that the diseases that he healed in everybody was not 170,000 diseases that the establishment speaks about today. It's one thing. A disconnect from the Father in heaven within to sin. But it's not your sin so much as you're born into it, different from Adam, different. You're born innocent into a culture of man. And that's never going to be perfect. That's why you need the Ten Commandments and the Constitution. And Christ. But the thing is, Christ comes to the earth to show you how to make heaven your government. Simple. And that is a danger, a threat to all wicked people, but a joy to good ones. I'm looking for the good ones, and to bring you out of your sins. Stress, pressure, being angry, annoyed, but looking for pleasure in all the love and all the wrong places. Please help me to do this. Sherry in California planned to add my present monthly donation. So I will call the office. Thank you for all you do with love and appreciation. And Michael in Oklahoma. Yes, we're making a break here. I'll just finish that after the break. Don't go away. Well, let me just, I'm just going to just read the last couple then and then say what I want to say. Sherry in Ojai, California. I plan to present my monthly donation. We'll call the office. Thanks for all you do, love and appreciation. Michael in Oklahoma, I'm making a monthly pledge to the foundation as a result of your email. God bless you, your family, and all that you do for people around the world. And one more, thank you very much, Tampa. Dear Roy, I did my part and donated. Now, may I suggest that, just to make things reasonable, so you have an idea, how about, can you give $100 one-time gift? That would be good. Or $25 a month, or $50 a month, or $1,000 one-time gift, $1 million. If you could do it, it's peanuts if you're a billionaire, or $100 a month. That would be nice. See, ask and you should receive. That's my problem. I don't ask because I've always felt uncomfortable about that. But you see, I've always measured with those shysters on the radio that, you know, they're artificial Christian preachers that you can hear it. You can hear it in their voice. But the trouble is the people who are broken, you know, they're speaking to broken people. And broken people believe breaking people, people that break. You belong to things that break you. You don't understand these things. When I get back to my radio programs after 7 minutes of doing this 7 days, I'm going to talk to you about these things, so make sure you stay tuned. But I'll try to sneak in a little bit of wisdom even while I'm talking about asking you to support my program. I just want you to know that I'm not asking for me. That's what makes me able to be bold enough to say it when I wasn't before. I'm not like one of those shysters. I don't want to be like one of those. But I do ask you, and since you haven't, and many of you have, but a big multitude have not. Just like Jesus, he healed 10 people. He gave us a figure, and only one came back and said, thank you. Now, I don't get that, you know, that I wish I was that fortunate that 1 in 10 would do this. Maybe we can make it everybody. That would be nice. It would be a better place. I'll be able to reach more people like I reached you. Thank you. I got a nice one here. Anonymous. $15 Stockton, California. Mr. Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding has helped me tremendously over the past 30 years. I'm 70 years old, and without your meditation process, I would have left this flesh body a long time ago. Thank you. I will do more to support your programs as I'm able. God bless you and your staff. Thank you very much. It's the thought, not the amount. But if you have the amount, it's then the thought. See, it's anonymous. See, I don't want to push you. That's my problem. If I ask, I don't. If you go to church and you see the little basket coming around, and you feel as it comes towards you, you feel the guilt like you have to put money in there. And I don't want to do that. I just do not know you. I just want to see you know me and where I'm coming from and where you're going because of that. And pay it forward. Thank you so much. And these people are doing that. Anonymous, $100 Lake Forest, California. My mother found you in the late 70s when I was a teen. I was 10. No, it's teen, says it. Okay. It says teen here. On, I'm using the screen. I didn't want to believe you, silly, ego-driven child. Now I know that you have the true answer, how to make the connection to our Creator, who I thought through Jesus. Who I connected through Jesus. See, I'm just reading off a screen, so you'll forgive me. I know not what I do. Okay. God bless you, Roy. Thank you very much. You can only serve one master. So I have a little way of saying that. I ask my audience, do you have a will? The average person say, yes, I do. I said, ask me, do I have a will? And they say, okay. Do I have a will? I say, no, a will has me. Now you need to look and see what kind of will has you. Because I can see a will has me, but you don't see it. That you have another will that's opposite to me. See? So there are forces that, you know, we're not just animals. We have something about us that is designed to live forever, not as we are, but we are being tried for the entrance to be fit to enter the other side. It's a beautiful thought why a person should be noble. And Jesus Christ made that point. And never in the field of human history did a man come in that and offer himself as a sacrifice. You see, nations sacrificed little babies. And Moses, it was a goat. And maidens were sacrificed because it's inherent in people to want to put their hate into another person and kill that thing that they put their sins into. It's called a scapegoat. They were a scapegoat, but scapegoats would be children's. And you see it. You see it everywhere in the world, in the history of people. See, but so he gave himself up completely. And guess what? The stone rolled back. And he came out with brand new clothes. And you say, that's really ridiculous. I tell you, God creates everything, and he was able to turn wine, water into wine, or was I said it the other way around? Excuse me. But you see that there was a magic. The whole universe, I'm writing about a universe that's magical, that comes from a place. It doesn't start with stuff. It starts with something beyond stuff. And that's what you need to have inside you growing so that you can be in this world and of it and be born again. Animals can't be born again.
So I was just informed that I inadvertently muted myself when I was telling my story about the lady that had the near-death experience. And I want to say it one more time.
Okay, go ahead, David.
The lady was molested as a child. She had a horrible life. She ended up in the hospital, and she dies on the operating table.
Yes.
She goes to the other side. She stands in the presence of God. And she was going to ask God, why did you let these things happen to me?
Yes.
And instead, what came from her toward God is, why didn't I do more for you?
Yes.
And I think that's what the average person should take away from this is your opportunity to find a way to do more for the one who created you.
We've got just 1 minute left. Let me see Karen in Hawaii. We're donating $100 monthly. And Anonymous, $15 Stockton, California. Roy Masters helped me tremendously over the last 30 years. Oh, I did that one already. And so this hour, we need to get 100 people to go to FHU.com. And if you can, give $100 one time or whatever you can.
You're not done yet.
I'll do it. Okay. You know, I never realized, I should have realized before, but ask and you shall receive, you see? And so therefore I've overcome my reluctance to ask you for money, because it's not for me. It's for others that will never see if you don't see what I'm saying. In other words, you need to pay it forward. That completes the circle. Thank you very much. $100 one-time gift, $25 a month, $50 a month, $1,000 one-time gift, $100 one month. Anything you can, $10, it'd be fine. Every month. Go FHU.com/donate. FHU.com/donate. Thank you very much. God bless.